אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד.
We're learning from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 1, part 4. It's chapter number 2. We're in item number 2, the words of the Ari.
Yes.
Item 2, the departing light leaves a record in its place. Item 2. There is yet another great and very beneficial discernment, even though they depart, they never completely depart from all their own phases and ascend. Instead, they leave of their strength and of themselves some illumination below, in the place where they first stood. This illumination is never uprooted from there, even when they ascend upward. This illumination is called a record, as it is written, "Set me as a seal upon thy heart," mentioned at the end of Parashat Mishpatim.
Moscow 3.
Yes, Moscow
3.
Thank you, teacher. Why was the record left there? What's the benefit here?
The light created the Kli and was in the Kli and connected in the Kli with the Kli itself, where from the Kli and from the light there was something mutual, and that mutual part remains and exists between them, and that connection remains for all eternity. And that's how it is. And that is called a record, a roshem, from them being together.
This record, do I work with it?
Certainly, we work with the reshimot, with the records. These reshimot determine everything for us. The lights expand from Ein Sof through Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Siya, until this world. There are all kinds of processes of the creation of man, the shattering of the vessels, all kinds of preparations, and then they rise from below upward. And these reshimot help these kelim to rise each time, degree after degree, state to state. Thanks to these reshimot that appear from above downward, there is a possibility for the kli to rise from below upward. We will read that, we'll learn that. Michael, continue.
Item 2, inner light, explains the reshimot, the records. Item 2, the record is like a seal. After the seal leaves the place it was once attached to, it leaves its entire form there, nothing missing. So is the manner of the upper light. If it expands into some place, even when it departed from there, it leaves there its entire form, not a single impression missing. In the end, it shall return and manifest in the full measure, as in the beginning.
Yes. Continue. Item 3.
Item 3. Every upper light to its lower one is as the relation of a father to a son. Item 3. The reason is that the upper lights are to the lower lights as a father to his sons. He always wants to bestow upon them, as is explained regarding honoring the father and the mother. A single spark is extended from the father to the son and never moves from there. Similarly, here, in the Ten Sefirot, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place, called the record. So that illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones.
Mm-hmm. Ken.
Yes. Please.
Item 3, Inner Light, explains records so that from there illumination will be drawn to the lower ones. Item 3. This applies to both the light and the vessel, to the general and to the particular.
Meaning a record, a reshimo, contains everything. It includes everything and holds everything.
The Rosh, Toch, Sof, of the second expansion of Ak, called Patsuf, Ab of Ak, were born and emerged from the record that were included in the Tabo of the first expansion of Adam Kadmon that ascended to its Pe. It is the same in the particular. A record that remains in the vessel of Ketel of the first expansion becomes a male in the vessel of Keter of the second expansion. A record that remains in the vessel of Chochmah of the first expansion becomes a vessel of a male in the vessel of Chochmah of the second expansion. From their coupling emerged the males in the rest of the Sefirot, as the Ari wrote in Tree of Life. Also, the females of the second expansion are made of the records that remained of the four levels that emerged during the first departure, called sparks or letters. The incorporation of Malchut in Zeranpin is made of the sparks that fell from the level of phase 3, namely Zeranpin, into the vessel of Malchut, namely phase 4. Afterwards, in the second expansion, when the light of Malchut clothes the vessel of Zeranpin, it finds there the vessel of Malchut that belongs to it. Thus, the force of the sparks that fell from the reflected light of the level of phase 2, which is Bina, caused the incorporation of Zeranpin in the vessel of Bina. Later on, in the second expansion, when the light of Zeranpin came and clothed the vessel of Bina, it found its vessel there, and so on, similarly. Thus, all the phases in the lower Partsuf are extended only from the records that its upper Partsuf left. The Ari writes, the upper lights are to the lower lights as a father to his sons. It means that a lower partsuf is extended from an upper partsuf as a son from a father. In other words, it cascades from the self of the lights in its upper partsuf by the records that remain in the vessels of the upper partsuf from its lights. Ari writes, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place, called the record, so that illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Remember this in all the places, for this is the key to the cascading of the degrees by cause and effect, from the beginning of the line to the end of Asiya.
Latin 3.
Rab, el test describe ¿Cómo ocurren todos estos procesos de luces de?
Test describes how all these processes of the contact, the fulfillment, and the emptying of light, how they all take place, of this whole spiritual structure. It's like the human body, we have all the organs and how they work, and we basically only feel the body when we're sick. Is it the same with the spiritual structure? We only feel it when we're feeling through our corrupt will to receive?
Yes. Nice. Even through the corrupted desire to receive, if we study, we draw the upper light somewhat from above, and it heals us and prepares us for the state where we can feel the phenomena that we read about inside us.
Ken?
Yes. There's nothing more to say. Latin.
Can we,
during the morning lesson, go through and to feel all these different states during the morning lesson?
Yes. While you read, if you're in these degrees where you can feel the phenomena of the Or Yashar, direct light, reflected light, Zivug Daka, coupling while striking, Istaklut, Istalkut, expansion, Departure, all these actions that we read about, so you'd feel them for sure. And even without reading, you can feel them because you're already in the correction of the Kli, accordingly, if you are.
Beseder.
Thank you.
Beseder. Yofi.
Okay.
Okay.
Kiev.
Okay, nice. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav. Bala Sulam writes here that the record is a state where the upper leaves a small illumination in the lower one. When the lower one awakens and wants to rise back to the upper one to connect to him, to build the reflected light, how does the record work then?
It
also goes into the software of the Rishima, of the record?
There's nothing new here. The upper one illuminates to the lower one and the lower one awakens. Everything is done by the awakening of the lower one from the upper one. The lower one cannot just awaken. Where do you see such a thing in reality? But only when we awaken the upper one, the upper one awakens us, or that the upper one, without us awakening it, according to the records that it has, it awakens us. That is called the awakening from above or the awakening from below. According to who does it awaken?
For instance, now I'm sitting in the lesson. I have some disconnection. I don't feel a connection to my friends, and suddenly I have a very strong yearning to connect to the friends with love, with the prayer. What happened here? A record has appeared?
You didn't have that record, but the friends that you are connected with, in any case, in some kind of way, they are in that connection, and they awaken you, so that you will be, that you will also belong to that same connection. Yes, that's how it works.
Holland One.
Hello, dear Raf and World Klee. We're here in Germany at the moment, so I'm speaking now through the Holland
one
because we have technical issues. So is it allowed to ask some question from here, Raf, about the Congress, the German Congress? Is that okay?
Yeah. Yes, yes, of course.
Okay. We are here, let's say, together in Bad Windsheim in Germany, and there's a strong feeling of connection between the friends. There are 120 friends coming and many new friends, about 31 new friends. Tonight, we will have the Shevat Achim on the Friday. And this is an opportunity to include the whole world Kli with our special feeling, and we want to share this. We have a strong feeling here of a connection of the hearts between us. We would like to share this. Have you some advices for us how to do this and how we could share this to the whole world Kli, this feeling we have in the Congress during the Shevat Achim thereof?
Well, we have such a tool that we can connect everyone to it and distribute it from there to everyone. So there's no problem with that. Let's do that. You're doing that this evening? Yes?
Ausmachen, ja. It would be really great if everything if it could be shown to the whole world and that everything that be also the way how to express this. Do you have maybe some suggestions on how to express this during the Shevat Achim?
The advice is simple. The deficiency in my heart to feel everyone, and that my empty heart will be a place that everyone can enter, and as such I want to feel it. That my empty heart wants to be filled with all the friends around the whole world. And if that will happen, I will be the most successful, prosperous, happy person from that. And then from my heart, I can give that to everyone. And then we will all connect mutually, each one to one another. So we'll do that today. Yes, Michael.
May I ask something about what Baal HaSulam writes here?
No, we're speaking about something else. You're not with us at all.
Holland.
Yes, Holland. Is that all?
Yeah, well, Ralph, perhaps we can.
Thank you very, very much, Ralph. This helps enormously.
Ralph, perhaps we can ask another question if you allow us. It's more from the perspective of the Holland 10. It's like we feel that there's something very, very important is going on in the center of Germany, like the feeling of a newborn. It's very, very special. And our question is also a bit related to
We truly are in stages of very special advancement. And here we need to pay attention that from this advancement that we have now gone through a few steps with Tisha B'Av and Tu B'Av, and now we're speaking about other connections, more advanced ones. We need to pay attention to our friends. We see that they feel themselves not so much in the same act with us. We need to think about those friends. And that very much concerns me. What's going on there with all kinds of groups who once were very active and now they fall? It's okay that they fall. I don't get too impressed by that, but if it's happening for a long time, so that awakens concern in me. So it's tough to understand those things. You need to be concerned more and more about our groups, that they will be close to our groups, and also toward the women, that they too will be connected beside us correctly and well.
Rav, there's a feeling that this is very, very big, a big event. And the friends were just asking from the Congress side about how to include the World Kli on the one hand and how this can be included in the World Kli. So this afternoon or this evening we have this huge opportunity to present this whole family together. So could you expand some words, like a guideline, how we can make this inclusion, like in the right step forward?
Chizaron.
Deficiency. In opening the hearts and reaching one desire. Like I asked Rabash once, what else do we need to do when we really much want it? He said one thing, attack. Attack. That's what we need. And by doing that, you will succeed over your inclinations, your laziness, and then you will progress.
Niv here wants to ask a question.
Yes, Niv.
Rav, first of all, about the groups you said that are falling, how can we feel them, strengthen them?
Give an example. Embrace them, do things together with them, all the actions. And that's how it works. That's what we learn. There's nothing much else here to do.
Seemingly everything is open. We have lessons, meals, Shivat Chaverim. There is an example.
Yes.
So what are we missing for it to go into the heart?
Oh, it lacks entering the heart, exactly what you said. Meaning the attack needs to be internal, inside the heart, in order to open it.
So.
In order to open the heart. And that happens, but it happens slowly, slowly, one bit at a time, because it hurts to open the heart. The ego doesn't let it happen. And as much as you'll try and manipulate it, it'll take a long time, one bit at a time, until it sees that there's no choice, that it has to do that, otherwise it'll miss out on life. Yes. Okay, friends. You want to say something else?
No, if I may, now, 10 minutes from now, we're going to have an announcement, and then we're going to organize for a meal together of the whole world, and it's an opportunity to realize this attack in practice with happiness and gratitude. That's also the topic of our meal. So we're inviting the whole world to join us now to this attack with gratitude and gladness of the connection between us.
All the best and thank you very much. What are we doing next, Michael?
Yes, our schedule for today, and then we're going to move on to the meal. Our schedule for today, a new lesson with the Rav Lightman at 12 until 1. Tomorrow, preparation for our morning lesson, our daily lesson at 2:40 until 5. Until 3, sorry, and the lesson is 3 to 5:30. And the preparation for the new lesson, 11:45 until 12, then New lesson 12 until 1. Let's move on to a song.
We came from distant places, but now we're feeling near. The cloud of separations rising, things are getting clear. Juntos ya pasamos ascensos y caídas, y de estos estados aprendimos a alcanzar.
She'ahava yachin haderech la'alot ve'yesh ba'le'ashlim et kol ha'chesronot. She'ahava yachin haderech la'alot ve'yesh ba'le'ashlim et kol.
Когда гора сомнений нам преграждает путь, нас вера озаряет, и назад не повернуть.
Хама шевитану кухену итхазек, вихол ма шекибалну ламадну лехалек.